Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Most frequent tweets that I'll get over any weekend is, how much money did you lose? How much money did you win? People always want to know how we did because we talk about gambling on the show. And we bring on gambling experts. And when there's a new league starting, I got a tweet from Falero's dad last night that said, just a question, why would you bet on a league that's never been in existence before in their first game? And I responded back the same reason that Sir Edmund Hillary climbed Mount Everest, because it's there.
That's a good response.
I mean, why would I buy a scratch-off lottery ticket? Because the dream is there. And we went 2-0 yesterday. We had the Arizona Hotshots, and we had the
Birmingham Irons.
Birmingham Iron. Just one iron.
Oh, it's iron. Yeah, now, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, just you're picturing irons.
Like, yeah, you're what are you guys talking about?
You're picturing like an actual like clothes iron. Is that what you're
doing this morning?
Okay.
With steam. No, you didn't. Look at your clothes.
I know. It's a joke.
So our experts. So we won money this weekend. We had, I will tell you, our personal bets, me, Crowder, Falero, we had Atlanta, the Atlanta Legends, plus whatever. They didn't cover. Steve Spurrier's Orlando Apollos just kicked the crap out of them. We had the San Antonio guys.
The Fleet.
Are they the Fleet?
Right? No.
I don't know. San Diego is the Fleet. San Antonio is the Commanders. San Antonio Commanders. We had the Commanders over the Fleet, or did we have the Fleet over the Commanders? Whatever it was, we won. Whoever the favorites were won. All four favorites won. And it was pretty, like I said, it was pretty obvious to see a disparity in talent between the better teams and the worst teams.
Is that good for gambling, though?
Well, again, the favorites, I mean, it's based on nothing. So they're obviously better. But, like, I'm telling you, Memphis is awful. I watched them. Mike Singletary's the coach. Christian Hackenberg's the quarterback. I mean, they're awful, awful, awful.
Nant Point. 26-0.
Do they play Orlando this weekend?
I think it's next weekend they play Orlando. February 23rd.
Who does Memphis play this weekend?
Arizona on the 16th.
They play Arizona?
Yes.
Okay, Arizona looked good. Arizona put up a lot of points.
38.
What line would I... Because, again, this is brand new. There's no histories. There's no nothing. Seeing what you saw of Atlanta or Memphis, and then what you saw out of Arizona, what do you think the line's going to be, Falero? I would say that...
It's at Memphis.
Arizona at Memphis. I would say Arizona minus 15 might get me to bet Memphis. Might. That's how big the disparity was between what I saw on the field.
I don't know. Shouldn't it be more than that?
Well,
they put up 38 and Express put up nothing.
But Memphis's home opener, whatever that means.
Like a home field advantage they got, huh?
I mean, whatever that means,
I think the spread will be bigger than 15.
Maybe it is.
I think it's going to be like 10.
Really?
Yeah. I checked our website this morning because the moment they put that game up, I'm betting Arizona if it's not 20 or more. And the moment they put that up. So here's what our experts had to say.
Come on, man. They are terrible.
You talking about Memphis?
They are terrible. I'm looking at the box score now. They're terrible.
Bro.
Scored 0 points.
You couldn't believe what you were seeing. You couldn't believe how bad they were.
I can see now. Look at this. No, man. They don't get to help me out of them all year.
Yeah, I think so. That was the team.
Can we capitalize? We got to have parity, right?
That's the team we initially chose to be fans of on this show, the Memphis Express.
Your fault. Your choice. Not
well,
ours.
I liked Mike Singletary, obviously, for my days in Chicago. We like Christian Hackenberg because Crowder loves Christian Hackenberg.
My dad went to Penn State.
And Dallas Thomas, I believe, is on the roster as well. So that's why we chose Memphis. We're off that train. No shame here. You can call us front runners if you want. After 1 week of Alliance football, call us front runners. But we are now going to root for Orlando.
I like it.
Steve Spurrier and who was their quarterback? Gilbert.
Garrett Gilbert.
This guy looked good, man. They ran the Philly special. They look good. Steve Spurrier, like, that team looked like it was fun. And we actually got an email back from Orlando. Falero's been trying to get anyone from Memphis on. Obviously, they've got bigger things to worry about. Now I know why they're not getting back to you. But Orlando got back to you. Now, they initially said no to Steve Spurrier, but you're trying.
I am trying.
All right.
We're endeavoring.
So, you know,
this pantheon of sports. Yes.
That's right. You gotta drop Crowder's history with the Florida Gators.
We talked on the phone a bunch. I never talked to him face to face.
But he knows you. If
he's,
I say Channing Crowder,
he's got to.
Hey, watch some film on you. Yeah, you're a hell of a player. Yeah.
And then who else do they have on that Orlando team?
Terrence Garvin, former Dolphin player, and Lito Shepard is a safeties coach.
Dolphins fans recognize Lito Shepard.
That's my boy. We fish together.
And then, Trent Richardson had a decent game for Birmingham.
For the Irons.
The Irons. Anyway, Lee Sterling is a professional gambler. We had him on Friday. He is the Alliance of American Football King. He's the AAF King. This is what he did. First of all, he told us take the Sacramento Kings on Friday, minus the three against the Heat. That was a winner. Then he said, take the Legends, the Atlanta Legends, and the Orlando Apollos over. We did, and we lost. We had it over 49, and it was a loser. He showed me his ticket. His was a winner. He had it at 44. That shows you, too, some of these sports books, like when you're that far off on. And we had it, by the way, at over 49. When the game kicked off, it was 54. Like, everyone was betting the over because of one of the rule changes, which is you can't rush more than five people. So everybody figured it would be an offensive explosion.
Man, Spurrier being able to call plays again with what he did in college.
And by the way, Spurrier, like, he put up 40 points. Like, they did their part. It was Atlanta that cost us that over.
Spurrier is going against the same guys he went against at Florida. These are pretty good college players.
Right.
He's going to eat them up. He did it in Florida for years.
Then Lee Sterling said, take Birmingham Iron minus one over Memphis. That was a winner by a mile. He said, take the Arizona Hotshots minus 4.5 over Salt Lake. That was a winner. He said, take San Antonio minus the points over San Diego. That was a winner. He went on AAF football, 4-0, depending on your line, 3-1 if you had a bad line like us. And then he also had that Sacramento minus 3 against the Heat. Now, Rob Pizzola, our Canadian gambling expert, a little bit different. Admittedly, he said to us, don't listen to what I'm about to tell you on the AAF because I don't know anything about it. And he was just guessing. He had Atlanta plus 5.5 against Orlando, which is why we took Atlanta. That was a big, big loser. He had the Memphis under against Birmingham. Memphis did not score. Now, I couldn't find a single team under on our site. I don't know if anybody had it. But if you do have that, bet the Memphis under for the rest of time. For the rest of time, forever. You will come out profitable. He had the Salt Lake Stallions plus the points against Arizona. That was a loser. He had the San Diego Fleet over. I believe that was a loser. I don't know how many San Diego ended up scoring. But then his other bets, he had told us to take the Panthers that we were at the BB&T that Thursday night, and the Panthers won in overtime against the Penguins. We had that. He told us to take Man United on Saturday morning. That was a winner. And then the Gastelum fight, that got canceled. And don't forget, he told us to take Hamadou Diallo in the slam dunk competition. Still considering that one. So we had a decent weekend betting AAF football, and yes, I will be back next weekend with more.
But there's more information now, so maybe they should be able to make better assumptions.
The lines, I'm guessing, will become, obviously, you know, where the whole idea of the line is to get you to go, yeah, I can't figure out which side I want to take.
And
there.
Why did we listen to Rob Pizzola when he said he doesn't have any information and Lee Sterling does have information, he told us?
You know.
Because this dude over here is crazy.
He does it all the time. He's crazy.
Whatever. How about these odds? This is from Odds Shark. This is from Bet Online. Odds to perform the Super Bowl 54 halftime show. This is at Hard Rock Stadium, the next Super Bowl.
Pitbull. I'm saying Pitbull. I don't even know the odds.
The odds on favorite is Pitbull. That's at plus 500. So it's still, you don't know, but.
He's got to be.
Does he still make music?
Oh, my God. Non-stop.
Like famous songs, or he just hangs out in his kitchen?
Famous songs. That guy puts out music nonstop. I believe he's a billionaire at this point.
Yeah, and you know, like, he doesn't have to put out music. I don't remember the last Maroon 5 or Adam Levine.
No, they just had one. No, Pitbull's got music coming out nonstop.
What, like what? I could just sing an Adam Levine song off the top of my head. I don't know a Pitbull song in the last year, 2 years.
Yeah, you would.
What?
Taxi.
Oh, that's a great one.
What is that?
One.
You know that song.
Play Taxi for me.
Taxi. Taxi.
What the hell? This sounds like a cartoon.
That's how half his music sounds, like cartoons.
We've went through this before. I think it's terrible for Miami to put themselves around Pitbull.
Oh, I love Pitbull.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a dude that, I mean, he says it, and I know it sounds cliche, but that dude grinded from the bottom to get to the top. Like, he's a perfect success story.
But Pitbull?
Yeah.
Like, you want people to come down to South Florida and say, who? Home of Pitbull. This the
Spanglish Remix. I think you do anyway.
I don't like it. Welcome back.
DJ Chino on the track. Lil Jon's on the track.
This is a remake.
All his songs are remakes. He takes hit songs, and then he raps over them. He did it with every song that's been a hit, I believe.
So... This guy is who y'all want to be known
he
for?
He represents Miami.
I like Pitbull. I know people love to hate him.
Copying other people's trash?
People love to hate on Pitbull. I like him. I think he's a good representative.
I want that bet.
Does he come up with his new song? Like, he made the beat and wrote it. He
305 Till I Die.
He doesn't do that anymore?
I don't know if he ever did that.
That's what he's a businessman now, man.
I just believe that artists should have some kind of something.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You're arguing something that I know you don't believe in.
I know I believe in Pitbull, ain't what y'all trying to make him.
That's fine, but I know you don't believe in what you're saying someone should make their own beats.
Oh, like the people last night on the Grammys?
You have
the
no people last care night on the Grammys. The people when last somebody night on the samples Grammys? A song or remakes a song. Oh. Half the time, you don't even know when a song is a remake.
I don't have a problem with it, but
I just said you did.
No, I just don't think you can make your damn career off making other people's songs.
A bunch of artists have done that. Oh, my God. Myriad artists have done that. You just don't know that they're remakes.
Pitbull's out there. We know that because that song there is remade. Who else makes remakes over and over and over and over and over and over and over?
Most beats of songs that you like are remade from songs from the 70s.
But who has made their career remaking songs?
Well, just about anybody that's had a whole bunch of hit songs because nobody's making new beats anymore.
Jay-Z? Beyonce?
Jay-Z, half those songs are sampled from songs that you know. It's a Hard Knock Life. You know that from the musical Annie? But the dude sampled a musical.
And on that CD, there was 17 tracks. That was one.
And what's the hit?
There's a bunch. It's Jay-Z, bro.
What's the hit?
On that album,
the top 40
like Blueprint
hit?
And Black Album
what's
and all?
What's the top 40
there
hit?
There is 20
the
of them.
The one that he sampled from the musical
no,
Annie.
You don't know what you're talking about. You know what?
Okay.
I didn't know you feel this way about Pitbull.
Mm-hmm.
You like Pitbull
I love
this
Pitbull.
Much?
Yeah, I like his music.
I see that because that dude is garbage.
I like his music. I love his story. And I like the fact that he keeps grinding. Like, I like that. Next favorite to perform at Super Bowl 54 halftime? Flo Rida. And he does, by the way, the same exact thing that Pitbull does.
Yeah.
Takes a hit song, raps over it. Yeah. You know, if Kesha's hot, he grabs Kesha. Let's make a song. Whoever's hot. I like Flo Rida, too.
It's like Diddy Bop stuff.
Yeah, no,
like
no, no.
Miami's
it's
real
pop.
Diddy Bop.
It's pop.
But is Miami Diddy, is my like that? But to that point, like, Miami doesn't, pop shouldn't represent Miami. Miami's not pop.
But you didn't say that it was a choice. You said, do I mind Pitbull representing Miami? No, but I also don't mind Luke representing Miami.
Luke is more Miami, way more Miami.
I agree. Well, I don't know. Pitbull's Hispanic. Miami's Hispanic.
Yeah, Hispanic.
I think you're off on this.
Pop. Miami.
No, the booty shake music that Luke created is more Miami. I agree with you. Like, I agree with that wholeheartedly, but I didn't know it was a choice.
Yeah. Well, no. Like, to come to South Florida and say who should be... Because it's the representative of Miami. You want to put him out there.
Gloria Estefan.
I would be okay with that.
It's going to be Pitbull, Flo Rida, Gloria Estefan.
I'd be okay with that old, because that's that old Spanish South Florida music. Pitbull, the pop
the pop star of Pitbull and Flo Rida, I just don't think that represents Miami well.
Drake is third favorite. He loves Miami.
I could see that.
Nice. Florida-Georgia Line is after him.
Mm.
Country act.
They're that big to do Super Bowl?
I don't know.
I don't think
I don't know enough about country music.
I saw them in person.
Ariana Grande is plus 700 as well. She's from Boca.
Yeah.
They're going to call her names.
Justin Bieber. Jason Derulo.
No, please no.
That's Crowder's favorite act.
Please no.
You don't like Jason Derulo?
He nails his name over and over. Mike Jones. He's the new Mike Jones.
Mike Jones!
Who?
Metallica is plus 1,000. What's the connection to Miami for Metallica?
I don't know.
Luke Bryan is plus 1,200. Who's that?
A country act.
That's not the Luke I want representing
no,
Miami.
It's a country singer.
Oh, it's going to be Luke? Yeah. Luke Bryan. Who? What? Ed Sheeran? Plus 1,200. Isn't he from England?
Yes.
That's crazy. Man, listen. Get Stefan and the little dancing man. What's his name? And Mark Anthony?
And Jimmy Buffett.
I'll take Jimmy over Pitbull.
I love Pitbull. I'm going to go with
Pitbull.
Does Darius Rucker have a connection to Miami? Oh, because the Dolphins make him cry.
This man just watched the Dolphins. No. Get Hootie out of here.
He's a Dolphin fan.
Get me some little bitty Spanish man with the bad teeth and Gloria Estefan.
Mark Anthony?
Yeah, he's a
tiny dude.
He got a gray one up front, too.
Does he?
Met him in person.
Why doesn't he get that fixed? He's got a lot of money.
I don't know.
All right.
Why am I getting my teeth
fixed? There you go.
Fixed?
We have to, all the texts are coming in now. A freestyle concert. There you go. Just have Shannon out there, TKA. Do a whole freestyle concert. Somebody says Trick Daddy. Ain't happening. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you. I know people on the Super Bowl committee. I don't think Trick Daddy's in the conversation.
Rick Ross.
I don't think Rick Ross is going to get the nod either.
He doesn't make
either.
That much more like music anymore, does he?
Ross,
no,
he ain't come
Ross.
Out.
I really believe, that, like, if you wanted to create a halftime show at the Super Bowl that was representative of what Miami has to offer, Pitbull should be out there. Uncle Luke should be out there. I mean, Trick Daddy should, but he wouldn't.
Mm-mm. And Gloria Estefan.
Gloria Estefan. John Cicada.
Who?
John Cicada.
Oh, man. Leave Pitbull.
And Nestor Torres.
Little tail right, at
and we'll
home.
Come back and we will discuss it further when we do.
Radio.com.
That's that music you like, Crowder.
Love it.
I don't like this, man.
Love it.
Take your clothes off?
Yeah. Love it.
I'm a fireball.
Terrible. He's a snitch.
Who?
Not Pitbull. It's like he'll tell on somebody.
Nah,
look
man.
At him. Like he'll tell on somebody.
I've never seen a more divisive topic since Ryan Tannehill. Than Super Bowl halftime performer. People take a legit pride, but I do think this is unique to Miami, right? Where you take a pride in who represents you?
No.
You think that's unique to every city? Or not unique then. You think that's...
Yeah, I know Atlanta's real big, and like these guys are from Atlanta. This is Atlanta music.
Now, I'm not saying that people... But I'm saying like... I feel like it's more... I don't know. I feel like that's a bigger thing in Miami to be 305, to represent the 305. Maybe I'm wrong there.
It is. Atlanta was big, honestly, in the civil rights movement and all. Like, Atlanta was a big hub. Like, it was
right.
African-American, so, like, the music was there. And there's a record label, Jermaine Dupri, back in the day. Like, Atlanta music has a pride to it. And I know New York music. Like, up there, they have their stuff.
And then there was always the New York, L.A.
L.A. has
feud and whatnot.
The Dallas, the Texas slowdown music and the different, their little country stuff. And in St. Louis with the country gram. Yes, cities take pride in their music. That's why Miami should get away from this Pitbull love. Find somebody else.
Whatever they announce, right, for the Super Bowl halftime show, people are going to be outraged.
Oh, 100%.
Just based on what the text machine says, there is no consensus.
There's no consensus. At Gloria? You can't get mad at Gloria.
Well, I mean, how relevant is she?
No, she's not relevant at all.
I mean...
Like, 2019 at all, but...
Like... Isn't that part of the halftime show is that it's somebody that's, although
even Big Boy
Prince, I'm thinking, you know, when Prince played halftime,
But even that, like, Prince has nothing to do with Miami. It was just a great performance.
Right.
Like, just why about we go get a great performance? Why we have to find somebody from down here? He was down here. That is, people talk about the Prince performance to this day, and it has nothing to do with Miami.
Just that find is a, true. That is true.
Let's find a good performer.
In 2014, it was Red Hot Chili Peppers. Like,
is there an iconic performer that's never played a Super Bowl halftime show that would be, like, universally beloved? Who's that? Text that in. 560-22, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Who's the artist that everyone's like, yeah, brilliant selection. That's who I want playing at halftime.
I have the list here from 2001 of halftime performers if you want to hear it. Like 2001, they had Kings of Rock and Pop. That's something. It's Aerosmith, NSYNC, Britney Spears, Mary J. Blige, and Nelly.
Yeah, I mean, those are big names, though.
Something like
certainly
that could
back
be done
then,
down
yeah.
Here.
Like, why? I would rather want them to go that direction. Just get the best, most relevant guys right now, ladies right now.
Something that's Miami, though?
If it's Pitbull, no. Like,
why do you hate Pitbull so much?
The man, I'm not impressed by him at all.
He's born and raised in Miami.
Yeah,
I don't give a damn where he's born and raised. Who's you like Bruno Mars?
I love Bruno Mars.
Is he from Miami?
No.
How could you like him?
Huh?
How could you like him?
That makes no sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
I could like some. I like Pitbull because he's from Miami.
You dislike him, but he's from Miami. I don't give a damn where his mom and daddy had him.
Okay.
How about Kodak Black?
I hope so.
Do you hope that they'll ask you to perform at halftime, Kodak?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm leaving the game. If Kodak Black walks out there, I'm leaving the game.
Really?
I'm gone, man.
If Kodak Black, I'm not saying as the headliner.
He walks out with Pitbull?
Yeah, I mean a little something, a little.
I'm jumping off the top.
I hope so.
I land in a fountain. Goodness. I think you should get the most relevant person, no matter where they're from, to perform because it's a performance. You have the two best teams in that sport in the world. So let's get the best performer in the world to be on the same stage as the two best teams.
Did they fail with Maroon 5, Big Bois, and
Travis Scott?
Travis Scott.
I think yes.
They failed.
I believe so, yes.
Who were some of the other ones, Valero?
Yeah, U2 in 2002, Shania Twain, No Doubt, and Sting.
Those are iconic
Janet
names.
Janet Jackson, right. Kid Rock, P. Diddy, Nelly, and Justin Timberlake.
Iconic
I
names.
I remember that one.
Bruce Springsteen was in 2009,
that's
though.
That's when that Hershey Kiss ruined everything.
Yeah, man.
You show one of them Hershey Kisses.
Tom Petty.
I'm not a Tom Petty fan, but he is like... He is music. He's iconic.
Would you get him for Miami?
Tom Petty?
Yeah.
Over Pitbull?
Because he's dead.
That's how much I know about him.
Is he dead
for real?
Yeah, he's dead for real.
Man, like dead or like on the verge?
I just wanted to see if we wanted to have you on the halftime nominating committee or not.
You know what? If I know their names, maybe let them go out there and I'll let you know.
Who else?
The Who?
Uh-huh.
Madonna in 2012.
Madonna.
Beyonce in 2013.
I mean, come on, but Madonna again, like you wouldn't want to see
no,
that.
No, now, no, yeah, yeah. No. But back then.
So you're just saying like hugely iconic, doesn't have to be Miami based. I don't know. There's got to be some sort of, I think, Miami connection.
Let Pitbull play the piano. For like bring somebody good and let Pitbull play the piano.
Migos, someone texts in Migos.
Nope.
Everybody will be happy.
No.
Everybody
no,
will be
no.
happy with Migos.
And I have no problem with Migos.
I like their music.
Their music is decent.
You wouldn't want to see them play at halftime?
I don't think the Migos are on the level of halftime Super Bowl.
No, they're definitely not.
What about Cardi B?
It's funny thing. It's crazy for me to know, but she is getting stupid famous.
I almost think that she's on the level of that.
I never thought 2 years ago that Cardi B would be performing at the Grammys. People were throwing dollars
at
her a
Kiss?
Couple years back.
People are texting in Kiss.
Can I see them?
Can they still do it?
I mean, I don't know. They put the makeup on. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, if they
Some
can still.
Explosions go off. You're,
if
you're good
they
to
can
go.
Still do that, let's go.
Post Malone?
Mm-mm. No, he's not there yet.
No, Post Malone?
Nah.
Drake. Drake would be a good one.
Drake would be good. Yeah. He does have a Miami connection. He's going to hand out thousands of dollars to people in the stadium.
Drake's big enough.
Tito Jackson?
Oh,
I mean, we made it. Yeah, give me some Tito Jackson. Come on
What's the other song, though? This is going to be this one.
Well, he would do this 2-3 times, and then the second half is ready, right? I mean, this is what you'd want to see.
We're never gonna stop.
Take it to the limit. I'm Tito Jackson. Brother's waiting his turn. He's waiting his turn.
How long is he going to wait?
Long time, long time.
He's been waiting forever.
Weird Al Yankovic. He's never done a halftime show at the Super Bowl, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
No? Amish Paradise?
Like a Lady Gaga. Like, I'm looking at the...
I think she did it, though.
She did one 2 years ago.
I'll say names I don't know, because you got me with Tom... What's his name? Tom Petty?
Yeah.
God rest his soul. If you want to know...
If you won
an award last night, I'll talk to you.
Childish Gambino.
Let him come out there. Like, if you're on that level, if you're on that...
He's that big, though?
He was great in The Martian.
Bro, you have that kind of respect. The Grammy, yes. You know
Phil
what you're
Collins.
Doing.
Someone just nailed it. Phil Collins.
He
lives in Miami.
That's the air tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He lives in Miami.
He did it in 2000.
He did it in 2000?
Yeah, I mean, it's long
enough. That's
just
20 years. There you go. All right, we solved it. Although, who's still waiting for a phone call, though? Kodak Black.
I hope so.
Yeah. Keep waiting, brother.
You gonna put him in there?
25 minutes. Ira Winderman will join us from Denver. Heat and Nuggets tonight. Can't get in here for the start of the segment?
What happened?
I say you can't get in here for the start of the segment.
Don't start with that, man. Goodness gracious.
You get 5-6 minutes, like, just get back here in time.
Trying to get up off the ground.
This is John Cicada. This guy's a Miami legend.
This is famous song here?
This is his famous song, yes.
It's a banger.
This is a banger.
You know this one, Crowder.
Imagine the entire Hard Rock Stadium waving their arms, singing. Not here.
Can he still do it?
No, I don't think he ever could.
Yes.
Banger.
I've heard this. I've heard the
Of course book. You've heard this.
Yeah, he couldn't do a halftime show. He got to be a little upbeat to do a halftime
Crank it up.
Show.
Who's listening to
this? Do you even know? How you know the words and don't know what he's talking about?
How about Wiz Khalifa? Is Wiz Khalifa still popular?
No.
Here's a Oreos commercial that has just been released. Wiz Khalifa has done the rap jingle for Oreos. Does this disappoint you at all? Do you consider this to be a sellout? Do you consider it to be curious at all?
No. Sack chasing.
Wiz Khalifa and his son Sebastian are in a new ad for Oreos, and here is the Oreos Wiz Khalifa track.
They say quit. They say done. They say we're too grown for fun. They say oh, we say young. We say playful's never done. Don't fight the feeling, just let it flow. Stack it up, rack it up, let it go. Laughter is calling, pick up the phone. Let's stay playful, Oreo.
Oreo.
Sorry. If we're still smiling, the future's bueno. I got a secret the world should know. Let's stay playful, Oreo.
What do you think?
The guys I grew up listening to couldn't do an Oreo ad, but.
Well, Wiz Khalifa. Could Wiz Khalifa, did you ever picture? I mean, could you ever have pictured Ice Cube doing Are We There Yet?
No.
I'm telling you.
And then Wiz, he's really just known, like a pothead.
Right.
So
Oreos make sense.
Yeah. I'm with it. I don't. In the rap community, they laugh at him. Like, his buddies see him and be like, Wiz, Oreo, bro? That's what we doing now?
But he's doing it for the sack, like you said.
Oh, yeah.
How much you think he gets for that? How much you think Wiz Khalifa gets for that Oreo commercial?
I hope it's well into the six figures. Well into the six figures.
You think he gets like $500,000 for an Oreo commercial?
I think it's more.
What?
I think he gets a mil.
Oh, get out of here. You have no concept of money. You have no concept of money then.
What?
Wiz Khalifa?
Yes, a famous rapper, yes.
He's
going to do it for $500,000.
I don't think he got $100,000.
Come on.
No. I'm not kidding you. I would think maybe $75,000 and Oreos.
$75,000?
And Oreos?
And some Oreos. That's right.
You get $50,000 just to like do a hook for somebody else's song. Like those rappers?
Listen to this again. Listen to this jingle again and tell me if you think he got $1 million for this.
They say quit. They say done. They say we're too grown for fun. They say, oh, we say young. We say playful's never done. Don't fight the feeling, just let it flow. Stack it up, rack it up, let it go. Laughter is calling, pick up the phone. Let's stay playful, Oreo.
Hello? Sorry.
If we're still smiling, the future's bueno. I got a secret the world should know. Let's stay playful, Oreo.
Yeah, I changed my mind. That's worth a mil.
Exactly.
I mean, come on, brother.
No way.
Come on. Now, that's not even the most famous Oreo thing that's ever happened on this show, though. I used to read a Sports Flash update for Oreos where you had to lick it, swirl it, and I think flick it or something. I don't know. But because I worked next to a 13-year-old, I knew I wasn't going to be able to get through the Sports Flash update because he was going to be looking at me. This report brought to you by Oreo Cookies. There's nothing like twisting, licking, and dunking an Oreo.
What happened? I wasn't listening that hard, but then you got excited. That doesn't say that on that paper.
I was laughing because I was looking at you. Hold on, I got to do this.
What you want to do to the Oreo, man? Tell him what you want to do to the Oreo.
All right, let me gather my thoughts here. Is the music bed out? This report has been brought to you by Oreo Cookies.
Tell him what you want to do.
Hey, tell him for me.
There's nothing like twisting and licking and dunking an Oreo cookie in milk. More than 100 years old. Oreo's American favorite cookie, as you see, Hawk was excited. How you enjoy Oreo cookies? Oreo, milk's favorite cookie. Go grab some at stores near you today.
Tell him what you want to do to the Oreo.
There's nothing like licking and dunking and whipping.
Hey, man, I just read it. Or at least I try to. Wow. Guess how many followers Wiz Khalifa has on Twitter?
Million.
10 million.
33.6 million.
Wow. I'm telling you.
Because someone texted in, hey, if Fire Festival paid Kendall Jenner $250,000 for an Instagram post, he definitely got a million for that. So I was actually going to Twitter to prove that texter wrong and say, dude's got 300,000 Twitter followers. Like, he's not getting a million. But yeah, 33 million Twitter.
He's a famous rapper.
No, I know that. But no one gets paid $1 million. I told you before, for Microsoft, for their launch of Windows 85 or whatever it was, they paid the Rolling Stones $1 million for Start Me Up. And that was mind-boggling that they would have that kind of money. Oreos did not pay $1 million to Wiz Khalifa for that. No chance. No chance. I don't think he got six figures. I'm not being
No.
I'm not being ridiculous. I don't think he got six figures.
Kendall Jenner gets $250 for one IG post. He won't get at least a half a million for doing a whole song?
It wasn't a song, it was a 30-second jingle.
It was bars. He threw bars down.
See if you can find out, Valera. I bet you can research it and find out, even if you have to contact Oreos or whatever.
Have you ever heard Kendall Jenner's voice? She didn't even talk. She just stands there and looks confused the whole time.
The world spent $2.5 billion on Oreos in 2014.
That's fine.
They have the money.
I'm not even saying they don't have the money. It's not the argument.
They can spend a million on
Wiz Khalifa.
It's not
the argument. I'm not saying that they couldn't. I'm just telling you they don't. They don't. It's just not the way that it works. Ira Winderman is in Denver. We're going to talk a little Miami Heat and Wiz Khalifa and Super Bowl halftime performances. What else should we talk with Ira about? The American Alliance of American Football? What else? What else? Pitbull. Is he a good representative of Miami? Ira covers it all next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.